Reading from 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 39, Akura Drishti, Akura's vision. Akura was sent by Kansa from Mathura to take. Akura was sent to Vrindavan with a mission to invite Krishna and Balaram to come to the Dhanur Yajna, a special Utsa being held in Mathura by King Kansa to worship Lord Shiva and also to engage in one of the national pastimes of Braj Mandal, which is wrestling. The village, Mala, I think it's called Mala. This wrestling is very popular in the villages. It used to be. But nowadays, people are too busy with computers. No one wrestles anymore. But even on Radhastami, there's a big tournament every year in Braj Mandal on Radhastami. And the venue is at Ravel. Ravel is the all Braj Mandal national championship wrestling match. It's held in Ravel on Radhastami. So, you may have a different idea on Radhastami. To worship Radharani. Well, the Brijvasis, Radharani is their family member. So they don't have to really pay much attention to her. Because she's always there for them. And they're always there for her. The Brijvasis are never separated from Radharani. We only remember Radharani on Radhastami. And the rest of the time we forget. The Brijvasis, they don't pass an hour without remembering Radharani. Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. In fact, even they say in Braj Mandal that, because Braj Mandal is Madhurya Dham, it's a very sweet place. It's saturated with sweetness. And even if they're going to tell bad news, in Vrindavan, if some Brijvasis meet each other, first they'll give something sweet. So, they, with their same mouth and tongue, they may say some bitter, harsh words. Oh, I have some bad news for you. I just came from Delhi, and your father died. Well, that's very harsh, sad news. But before they tell you that, they say, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe, I just came from Delhi. So first they give you the good news. First they give you the sweet. Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, your father died. Radhe Radhe, your wife ran away with somebody. Radhe Radhe, your house burned down while you're on vacation. While you went to Yatra, to Kumbh Mela, your house burned down. Radhe Radhe. The first they give the Radhe Radhe. So Brijvasis are always with Radharani. So even on Radhastami, they don't think, oh, this is a special day, it's Radhastami, we have to do some special puja. I mean, some do, Nimbarkis do. But this is the special day, Radhastami is a special day when they have the wrestling match. Right next to the temple, on the hill, at Ravel. I've been there, I've seen. It's quite an amazing thing. There's about two or three people in the temple of Radhastami. Larali, I forget what it's called, Ravel Bihari, Radha Ravel Bihari, the deities in Ravel. They're very beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna and Ravel. There's Ravel and there's Gokul. And right there's a small hillock next to the temple, and they put they make a makeshift wrestling arena there with some pandal, and about 5 or 10,000 people gather there. On that hillock, the relatives and everybody coming for the Radhastami Chorasi Braj Vrindavan Chorasi Kosh National Wrestling Competition, yearly wrestling tournament on Radhastami. So this is going on for 5,000 years, this wrestling program. Well, 5,000 years ago, Kansa, he knew that these boys, Krishna and Balaram, they were always sporting around like wrestling. So he invited them to come to a wrestling match. In fact, the husband of Radharani's rival, Radharani's rival's name is Chandravali. She's not really a rival, she's actually a sister. Because Chandravali is the daughter of Chandrabanu. And Chandrabanu is the brother of Vrishabhanu. And Vrishabhanu is the father of Radharani. So they're sisters. Technically, they're cousin sisters, but this type of close family that would be called, nowadays would be called my sister. He would introduce, this is, Radharani would say, this is Chandravali, my sister. People would say it like this. Because you're chacha. You're chacha kabacha?
Cousin
system.
Huh? It'd be cousin system.
Yeah, technically. But chacha kabacha. Chacha bacha. Then she got married, Chandravali got married, and her husband's name was Govardhan, or is, I could say, Govardhan Mala. Govardhan Mala. Govardhan, we know about Govardhan. But Mala, he has this name Mala, like you say Wala. You say Lakri Wala, hairdressing Wala, or different kinds of Walas. Everyone's a Wala. So in America, you say Wala? Fruit Wala, Fool Wala, Fala Wala. So in America, they say Jack. It's a fact. The word Jack is equivalent to Wala. Say Lumber Jack, Flap Jack. This Jack, that Jack, so many Jacks. Jack of all trades and the master of none. So his name was Mala. There is Mala, Govardhan Mala, because he's very good in wrestling. And he was a very good friend of Kansa, Govardhan Mala. Not a very good idea, but he's a very good friend of Kansa. So he would also do a lot of wrestling. So Kansa arranged that Krishna and Balaram could come to Mathura for wrestling. And he sent Akrura, I can't remember it now, there's some family relation. He's considered to be Krishna's uncle. He may be Vasudeva's brother or something. Do you know? Do you know the relation? Devaki's. I get confused. Akrura is considered Krishna's uncle. So. Exactly how it works, I can't recall.
Sisters?
At any rate, some kind of relation is there. In other words, he's a relative family member. So he went and he invited Krishna and Balaram to come to wrestle in Madhupuri. Madhupuri. Madhupuri is the name of Mathura, old name, Madhupuri, because it's situated in Madhuban, I believe. It's in Madhuban. So that was why Akrura came, but when he came there, then gopis were very sad because they heard some bad news. And I was thinking about this when I was leaving Braj, going to Delhi, because when we got to Delhi, we hadn't even been there 12 hours and there was an earthquake. We got there about 6 in the evening. And 4:30 the next morning, there was an earthquake, 4.2 on the Richter scale, and the epicenter was North Delhi. I was thinking how much, and everything was shaking. I was sitting there on the bed and it was going like this. And I said, "Whoa!" I thought it was a bomb blast. Maybe a terrorist set off some bomb nearby. I said, "I thought, well, maybe the building's going to fall down. Maybe it's an earthquake." It was going like this, and I came out of my room and everybody looked at each other. They were sleeping. Maybe, I don't know. And I said, "What was that?" I said, "Oh, earthquake." I said, "Really?" And so then I was thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't have left Vrindavan. Maybe it was a bad idea. Giriraj This is earth-shattering news. Earth-shattering news that I left Vrindavan. I should go back. There's a dangerous out here. Tidal waves in Bombay and earthquakes in Delhi. I don't know what's going to happen here. You better get some... get a few boats. Get some life rafts, because maybe a flood comes over here. When I got to Delhi, I caused an earthquake. Giriraj caused an earthquake, being separated from the gopis. Now coming to Bombay, there may be a tidal wave. And the water may come up to the veranda here. We have to get some boat. So I was leaving, and I was going out of Vrindavan, coming to Delhi, leaving Vrindavan, my mind was going to this pastime of a Akrura taking Krishna out of Vrindavan. How cruel. Akrura. It's interesting, in Sanskrit the word krura. Krura means cruel. Very vicious and dastardly. Krura. Akrura means not cruel. Means kind, generous. So there's a whole, so many purports. You have Sartha Darshini?
Yes.
I get that too. Thank you. There's so many purports about how the gopis say, what is this? You have the wrong name. And Prabhupada makes a joke. He says sometimes in Bengal, it was a practice that a man, a family would have a child and he'd be born blind. A blind child. So then they would name the child Padma Lochan. Lochan means eyes, and Padma means lotus flower. So he has no eyes. His eyes are sealed shut due to blindness. But they give him the name Padma Lochan. Very ironic. So the gopis are saying, this is a very ironic name you have, Akrura. You're doing the most cruel thing. You're doing the most cruel and terrible, horrible thing to us. And you have the audacity to call yourself not cruel. Like someone goes and murders 100 people on the street with a chopper. He goes down the street like Parashuram or the Parashur. Parashur means chopper. The Ram with the chopper. He takes the Parashur and he goes down the street and chops 100 people's head off. That's very cruel. So no one's going to say, oh, he's a really good guy. Who's chopping those heads? Oh, that's Mr. Nice Guy. No, that he has the wrong name. Vicious villain. So in this chapter, it's really wonderful chapter. So we'll read verse 13. We start kind of in the middle of this chapter 39. Gopyastastarupasrutya Pabhuvor vyatita vrisham Brahma Krishna Purim netum Akruram Brajam Agatam Upashrutya. When the young gopis heard that Akrura had come to Braj to take Krishna and Balaram to Madhupuri, to Mathura, they became extremely distressed. Vyatita netum brajam. So they weren't too happy. Can you imagine someone comes to your door and says, okay, I'm taking your husband away. Nice instruction. You ever read what it says in front of this book? What does it say? So we mentioned to repeat this verse. Translation of text number 13. When the young gopis heard that Akrura had come to Braj, why did he come to Braj? To rip off Krishna and Balaram. To take Krishna and Balaram to Madhupuri, to Mathura. They became extremely distressed. And Vishnu says, The famous gopis, whose life and soul was Krishna, heard that Akrura had come to take Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. So now what we're going to hear over the next five verses from text 14 until 18, we're going to hear five verses about some heartbroken ladies. Of course, you're all very young. You don't know what it means to have your heart broken. But these five verses describe the hearts of the gopis. And practically speaking, Gaudiya Vaishnavism means to understand the hearts of the gopis. It's called Gopi Bhav. So wherever the Bhagavatam is describing the hearts of the gopis, this is the heart of the matter. And it's a matter of heart. The heart of the matter is the hearts of the gopis, how they perceive Krishna, how they serve Krishna, how they receive Krishna, how they dedicate everything to Krishna. So to hear about their hearts will change our hearts. Because Gopi Bhav is the heart, and bhakti itself is a matter of the heart. It's not mechanics. It's not how much you know or how much you've read. It's how much your heart is dedicated, how much your heart is connected to Krishna's heart. Heart to heart. Heart to heart relationship. So to know someone's heart. So these verses, it's all about distress and anxiety, and it's all about viraha. This section is drenched in viraha ras, separation. And this is most anukul, or favorable for sadhana bhakti, and of course raganuga sadhana bhakti. That rag. Rag means color, and rag means attachment. So our hearts have to be colored. We have to paint our hearts. They have to be painted. They have to be colored with the color of the gopis' hearts. So firstly, the first they have when they do painting, sometimes they do an undercoating. It's called primer coat. Primer coat. And it's always usually white. Some white, and then maybe later it's blue or green or whatever. Primer coat covers the wall. So first we have to coat our hearts. There's so much black and so much. We want to make a nice color, bright yellow color. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Gaurangi Prem. But now our hearts are painted black. Kam, Krodh, Lobh. It's called Kam Bhav. So much desire to enjoy this externals. This body and this world, this is all calm, it's all lust, it's all black, it's dark. And we're living in it, we're surrounded by encouragement. Inside of us is black and outside of us is black. Because this is the age of black, this is the black age. Loha Yuga, the Iron Age. Kali is reigning quite strongly here. Oh, he's dancing outside, he's dancing inside. So we have to repaint our hearts. So firstly, we have to put a primer coat. We have to cover that black covering of our heart with a primer coat of white. And then we can color, later we can put the appropriate rag. So we're desiring to understand this Gopi Bhav and develop this Gopi Bhav. First understanding, then imbibing, and then developing, then serving, realizing, then serving. So this Gopi Bhav, the primer coat, the heart has to be, this rag is called Purva Rag. Or you can say it's separation. The primer coat is feeling separation from Krishna in the mood of his devotees. In the mood of the devotees that we want to follow. We want to follow Radharani, Lita Vishaka, Rupa Anuga, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Mandri. We want to follow them. Rupa Mandri Anugata, Anugatya. We want to follow their mood, their feelings, their bhav, their thoughts, their ideas, their desiring, their hankering. So that will be the primer coat, the separation. So hearing about separation is very good for painting the heart. It creates the rag. This is Purva Rag. And after Purva Rag means the primer coat. The primary coat is separation. Then the final coat. The final coat is Neelam, dark blue, Ujvala, Ujvala Neelamani, Ujvala Prem. Or the final coat is a brilliant gold or brilliant yellow. And this is a Mahabhav, Madanakya Mahabhav of Radharani. This may be the final coat of the walls of the heart, the rag. This is another type of rag. So, firstly, we have to come to this platform of separation, primer coat, and this is Purva rag. Purva means prior, before meeting, before the attachment, the attachment, the attraction, the attachment, the infatuation, the burning, the maddening, the intensity of desire that arises to attain the beloved in separation. You have not met the beloved intimately. You have not enjoyed intimately with the beloved or had union with the beloved. Now, this is a preliminary rag, the preliminary color and rag that comes in the heart from seeing the beloved, seeing the potential beloved. Or let's say seeing the prospective beloved. You see, you hear about, or you hear the voice, or you hear the glories of. And this is develops within us this by this exposure, by hearing about the beloved, by seeing the beloved, by seeing paintings of the beloved, or hearing talks about the beloved. This type of exposure increases our attachment and changes the color of our heart, the rag. Rag means color. Our heart becomes colored with impressions of the beloved and intense desires to attain the beloved, and that develops into an attachment. A rag also means color, and rag means attachment. And that attachment is a very deep attachment before a meeting. It's called Purva rag. So the whole basis of that Purva rag, or that prior attachment or prior love before actual meeting, is separation, because you haven't met. So all of these discussions where the gopis are in separation from Krishna, they're very useful for us. They're very helpful to develop our rag. Rag means attachment, and the color of our heart. And this is Raghunuga Sadhana. It begins by Shravanam, Shravana Dasha. Without hearing about the subject matter, there can't be acquirement or acceptance, Apana Dasha, Varana Dasha. So therefore, it's so essential to hear these topics in association with the devotees. Hare Krishna. Text 14. Kaschit tat krita rittapa shwasa mlana shwasam lana mukashriyaha shamsa dukula valaya kesha grantyash chakashchana. You people are from Bollywood, so you're so much interested in suspense, romance, chivalry, heroism, drama, right? Movies, emotions. Well, there's nothing more moving than the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So much feeling, so much suspense, so much depth, so much heart-rending emotions. So in the previous verse, in 13, we heard that the gopis were pabuvor vyatita brisham. Babuva, they became brisham, extremely distressed. So this, hearing this bad news that Krishna and Balaram were being taken out, were about to leave Vrindavan and go to Mathura, they became extremely distressed. So that was the change of the heart. And now that's expressed, that bhava is expressed in anubhava. Anubhava means the expression, outward expressions of the bhava is called anubhava. So now this verse reveals how those anubhavas. There's alamban bhav, there's udipan, there's vibhav, which is alamban and udipan. This verse is telling about the vibhav, the hero and the heroine. The hero is Krishna, Nayak, and the Nayakas are the heroines. So now something's happening. The hero is going to be taken away from the heroine. Krishna is going to be taken away from the gopis. That's the vibhav. And then that stimulates their stahibhav, their madhurati, their gopi, their conjugal feelings of love become stimulated. And then that creates expression of anubhav. Right? So now these anubhavs are described here. What happened? They were so distressed. We heard they were distressed. Okay, what? Now we see, oh, the gopis are so distressed. How distressed? Where distressed? How do they express their distress? How do they show their disturbance of their mind and heart? They felt so pained in heart. It says, kaschit krita rit tapam. Tap. Rit, rit tapam. Rit means riddhi, means the heart. Tap means fire. We say tapasya. Tapasya means fire. Tap. We say tej. Tej means heat, fire, tej. Say tap. Tapasya. When you fast, you get hot. If you do nirjal breath, you become hot. Your body becomes hot. You feel some. So tap means fire. Tap means, here it's translated, anguish. Tap means anguish, torment. So rit tap. So their hearts were full of anguish. Their hearts were burning. Fire hearts. Hearts were on fire. When they heard the news, their hearts started burning like a forest fire. Rit tapam. Then how do they express that? Shwasa. Shwasa means sighing. Oh, 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 oh. You imagine? This is deep. It's not, maybe you think it's funny, but it's so deep. Because if you're actually watching drama, if you want to experience any ras, you have to identify. Like sometimes ladies are watching a movie, then identify with the heroine. They start crying. You ever cried in a movie? You cried? You cried? So if you have a soft heart, you cry. Because you're identifying. And coming taratmika. Taratmika, you're mixing your heart with their hearts. You're mixing your mind with their mind. You're mixing the characters of the cinema screen with you're there on that cinema screen. You're there. You're the heroine. You become the heroine. So this is what it means to enter the Bhagavatam. This is what it means to read the Bhagavatam. Enter the story. Be there. Now you're in Nandagaon. Now you're in Braj. And the gopis are in Varsana or Yavat. And this chariot has come. And this bad news has come to you. You're a gopi. You're there. Just imagine. Wait, Krishna leaving Vrindavan? I don't believe it. It's possible. No. You're joking with me. What is this? Their faces turned pale. This is one of the, it's called Vaivarnya. It's one of the Ashtasattvic bhavs. The sighing is Anubhav. And then Vyabhachari Bhav. So many Bhavs are mixed in. This is why it's called Rasa Shastra. Rasa means these five elements of Rasa are there. Sanchari Bhav, Sattvic Bhav, Vibhav, Anubhav, and this Stai Bhav. They mix together to produce Madhura Rasa, or Sakhi Rasa, or Vatsalya Rasa. The Rasa, the taste. You know, you've read these things. So these elements are all there. So this turning pale is called Vaivarnya. Varna means color. Another color. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Akrishnam. He's not Krishnam, he's not black, he's golden. So Vaivarni means, as you know in Hindi, Vaivarni means without color. So they became pale. Their golden faces became pale, means they're frightened, like you become frightened. You turn white, you have this expression, we turned white. There's an expression from the West where people are already white. They're already white. And you're always buying creams to put on your face to become white. Right? Fair face creams. Every Indian wants to be white. And then in America they buy a cream to put on their face, copper tone. Become brown. Copper tone. Tone means your skin color. And you want a copper. Oh, you have white. You put this, they call it man tan. They used to have a thing called man tan. Suntan, man. You put it on your face, it would dye your skin. You go out in the sun, you become brown color. So the white people in the West, they want to have brown skin. And golden skin, and golden skin and brown skin in India, they want to be white skin. No one wants to say, Krishna gave me this body, okay, I serve him with this body. This, grass is always greener. You go in a bathroom in the West, and a lady has all these creams, toning skin tone, make your skin dark. You go in a bathroom in India, the lady has all the creams, face whitener. This is quite an irony. You go and you visit your American friends, you go and you're, hey, well, look at this. They have all these creams to make your face dark. Overnight tan, 24-hour tan. This is a Maya's trick. Anyway, back to the gopis. So they're expressing this vaivarnya. They became pale. Their golden faces became white, stark white. So much fright and so much fearful. I mean, see something frightening. Even though you're golden color, tan, you become whitish. You become white. To the fear. And then heavy breathing. This is also one of the Sanchari Bhavs. Shamsa Dukula Valaya. Dukula. They were pale, their faces, mukha, they became pale. Their luster, they lost their luster. They became dull. Shamsa Dukula. Dukula means their dresses. Dukul. They became this is also one of the symptoms. Dresses becoming loose. This is also one of the symptoms of Bhav. Other gopis were so anguished that their dresses, bracelets, and braids became loose. Kesh grant, kashchana valaya. So their hair is naturally in a braid. They always have a beni, but due to their distress, there's so much fire rushing through their body, so much disturbance rushing through their body, and they're trembling, that their beni is also trembling. Their beni, their hair braid, is trembling in fear. And in that trembling and that shaking, then it becomes undone. You know, it's all three pieces tied together, right? Make a beni, braid. And it's trembling and it becomes, like, you just shake it, it can come undone. If you go like this, then it can get loose. So it becomes loose. It's hanging loose. And the bracelets slip from their hands because their bodies shrink. It becomes so crestfallen and so unhappy that the hands get small and the bracelets fall off. That's how come it falls off. So now the camera's, you know, did you hear the news? Oh, and then some gopis are like this, other gopis like this. The camera's going from one gopi to another. There's different gopis, the responses are different gopis. They're turning pale, sighing, heavy breathing, turning pale from their heavy breathing. It's like having an asthma attack or something. It's too much. Vishnu's purport, he says. The symptoms of the gopis' mental anguish, rit tapam, are described in five verses, 14 through 18. In this verse 14, Shukamuni is explaining how the beautiful faces of the gopis, headed by Bhadra, paled due to sighing. So this, apparently in different Puranas, other than Bhagavad Puran, like Vishnu Puran, for example, it mentions the names of the gopis in some of these pastimes. So extracting that information, then using that in his purport, Vishnath has revealed to the world who these particular gopis are, although Shukadev didn't describe himself, but in other places it's revealed. So the gopi who got the pale face gopi, that was Bhadra. And Bhadra is in the camp of Chandravali. Shaivya and Bhadra, they're the assistant, they're like Lalita and Vishakha. But Lalita and Vishakha are the Paramaprishta Sakhis of Radharani, and Bhadra and Shaivya are the Paramaprishta Sakhis of Chandravali. So now we know who's sighing. She's sighing, which was caused by torment in their hearts from hearing the news. The word Shramsad, which means loosening, describes the sudden withering of the limbs of Shamala and other sakis, which caused their clothes and ornaments to slip off. The Shamala is called a Surit Paksha. She's friendly party. Friendly Paksha means group or collection. Paksha, section, group, collection. She's Surit. She's friendly to Radharani. She's friendly. She's not Radharani's Swapaksha. She's not Radharani's own group. But she's not Vipaksha, she's not against Radharani like Chandravali. She's Surit. She's friendly. And she gives information about Krishna. But she's also a Nayak. But she has her relationship also with Krishna. And she has her mandris also. So Shyamala, when she heard the news that Krishna and Balaram were being taken away from Vrindavan, her whole body became shrunken, withered and wilted like a flower when the sun gets too intense. If the sun is very intense, you see in the summertime in Braj, if the sun is too intense, Tulsi doesn't get enough water, she gets dry, she wilts. The leaves fall down and she wilts and withers and becomes shrunken due to the intense top. Sun, the heat of the sun and lack of water. So the heat, the fire of separation, this intense viraha agni burning in the gopis' heart is withering them. They're becoming wilted and withered like a plant in the summer being wilted under the intense scorching rays of the sun. So they're shrinking. Under that wilted condition, their bodies are shrinking. Their wrists and their arms are shrinking. So the bangles are falling off. And their weight, their hips, which are naturally holding their saris or their clothes or gopi dresses, whatever they wear, they tie them a certain way. They're shrinking, so then their dresses are falling. The shrinking is one of the symptoms of an ecstasy of separation. Their clothes and ornaments are slipping off. So I think we can continue later with other verses. But that's text 13 and 14 of chapter 39 of the 10th canto, Akura's vision. Any questions or comments? So you're bringing me from Vrindavan to Bombay has brought my mind to these chapters. Who said? What you said? You're Akura Parivara? Akura Kula? A family of Akuras?
Guru?
Hmm?
Kansa needs to die.